This week's Parsha is Parshas Metzorah. It's also Shabbos HaGadol, the Shabbos right before Pesach, and I want to talk a little bit about the connection between this week's Parsha, which is all about Tzoras, and the Einish that a person gets for speaking Lashon Hara, which is Tzoras, and the tremendous amount of work that has to be done to get rid of the Tzoras. And I want to talk about the connection between this and Pesach. The Parshas Tezriah Metzorah always comes out before Pesach or pretty soon after Pesach. So one question we have with Yetzias Mitzrayim is that we have many, many different thoughts and ideas and questions, and the whole Yonta is based on questions, but it seems that when Klal Yisrael are about to leave Mitzrayim, and Hashem is telling Moshe that there's going to be one more Makkah, and it's going to be Makkas Becharis, and afterwards you're going to leave Mitzrayim, and you should know when you leave Mitzrayim, L'chol b'nei Yisrael, la yecharatz kelev l'shoine. This is a pasuk that every Jewish woman knows. We say it when we are scared of dogs. Nobody, no dogs, are going to bark as Klal Yisrael leave Mitzrayim. And it seems to be, out of all the things that we're going to be worried about and all the things that we need to know and all the things we need to prepare for, who cares if the dogs bark? What is the big deal if the dog barks? Let them bark. So that's the question that we're going to try and answer. By the Pesach Seder, there's an interesting lashon that we say, that Rabbi Gamliel says, that if you didn't say these three things on Pesach, you're not Yotze the Seder. Pesach, Matzah, Umar, and we go through each one, and we say, why do we eat the Pesach? Pesach al Shumma, right? We eat the Pesach, why? And we answer, because Hashem passed over the houses. Why do we eat the Matzah? Because their dough didn't rise. So we eat the matzah. Why do we eat the maror? It says, because they made our lives bitter. Now, back in Mitzrayim, we ate the Pesach, we ate the Korban Pesach, we ate the matzah, but we didn't eat the maror, we experienced the maror. We suffered because it was maror. So why should we eat maror? We should put a load on our shoulders, and we should say, this load that we are schlepping around is because we schlepped around in Mitzrayim. Meaning, we understand why I'm eating Pesach. It reminds me of the Korban Pesach that we ate back then, because Hashem was going to jump over the houses of Mitzrayim. And we understand why we eat the matzah, because the dough didn't rise and we ate matzah. And we also ate matzah back in Mitzrayim when we were slaves in Mitzrayim. But why are we eating maror? We experienced maror. So why are we eating maror? The Zohar says, and the Arizal and Rav Tzadok speak about this a lot, many people speak about it, that the Golus of Mitzrayim is connected to Golus Hadibor. We were there in order to be misakein, to fix the problems of our mouth. And therefore, as a symbol of this, one of the symbolic things that are going on here is that Moshe Rabbeinu was kvad pev kvad lashon. He had a speech impediment. He had a hard time talking, to act as a sign that the whole reason that we are here and the whole difficulty that we're experiencing here, look at your leader, is because of something that we did with our mouth. What does it mean? The first chet of the Bria, the first time that we see that a man sinned, is the chet of the snake who spoke Lashon Hara about Hashem by saying the reason that Hashem didn't want him to eat was because he didn't want him to be like Hashem. And when Chava accepted this Lashon Hara and passed it on to Adam, this is the first time Lashon Hara is spoken by the snake, accepted by Chava, and then by Adam. We know that it says that Lashon Hara kills three people, the one who it's spoken about, the one who says it, and the one who accepts it. Meaning the one who it's spoken about, it kills him because he is embarrassed by it, and the two who speak and accept it get killed as well. And here we have three being killed because of the Lashon Hara of the snake. We have the snake, we have Adam and Chava being killed. And because of the Lashon Hara that they accepted, then they do the next chet, which is eating the fruit. So these are the two things that we do with our mouth. We eat and we speak, which is why it's interesting, because the parshas that, again, either immediately precede Pesach or immediately come after Pesach are the parshas of Shmini, which is talking about the food that we eat, and Tezriah and Metzorah, which is talking about Tzoras, which is what happens when we use our mouths improperly. The Yachlut Reuveni says that Yosef was supposed to be Mesakein the Chet HaLashon, and we see this through the Ksoines Pasim that Yaakov made for him, which was meant to be connected to the Ksoines, to the coat that Hashem made for Adam and Chava because of their Chete HaLashon, because of the fact that they spoke Lashon Hara. And instead, what Yosef did was that he spoke Lashon Hara about his brothers. He made a mistake and he spoke about his brothers, and therefore it sets off a whole series of events which is going to lead to them going down to Mitzrayim. The Kli Yakar adds that really the Lashon, the Chet HaLashon already started before when Avram asked with his mouth, "Bama eda ki irashena," how do I know that I'm going to inherit it? This was a mistake of speech, it was misspoken, and the result of that was that Hashem told Avram that your children are going to be Gerim be'eretz leilahem ve'avadum ve'inuay samar bama yashana. All this is coming from his original question, his using his tongue for the wrong reason. So the Jews have to go to whom? To Mitzrayim, to Paroi, which the Arizal says is Pe-ra, and they have to, which means a bad mouth, and they have to change it to Pe-sach, to a mouth that speaks good things. And therefore the whole tikkun of Mitzrayim is with the mouth, either through eating or through talking. And this is what Rabbi Gamliel says are the three mitzvahs of Pesach that we have to do, is to eat and to talk. And these are the mitzvahs that we're going to do by the Pesach Seder. We're going to do the whole Maggid. We're going to eat, and we're going to eat the matzah. We're going to eat the marrow. We're going to talk about the Pesach. The first mitzvahs we do as a nation is to eat together. And the only mitzvah d'oraisa we have today of eating that we do nowadays, because we don't have karbonos, is the eating of the matzah on Pesach is a mitzvah d'oraisa that we do. And of course the v'higadeta l'bincha, the mitzvah of speech that we're going to be talking about, both have to come to be misaken the chet'ei halashon, the sins of speech that we have. When Moshe goes out and he sees that a Mitzri is hitting a Jew, he kills the Mitzri and he buries him in the sand. Why do we care if he buries him in the sand or not? What's the thing about the sand? So the Medrash says that Moshe Dafka buried him to the sand. He says, "You, Klal Yisrael, you are compared to the sand, and I'm burying him in front of you all, Klal Yisrael. There's no Mitzrayim here, only Jews." And he said to them, "I'm burying it here, and if it never becomes known to the Mitzrayim, like the sand that lies silently, that I killed him, we'll all know that the Chet HaLashon was healed, and you'll be able to come out of Mitzrayim." But the next day when he comes out, the two people are standing there, Dasan and Aviram, and they say to Moshe, "Halahargeni ata oimer, do you want to kill me the same way you killed the Mitzri?" And Moshe Rabbeinu says, "I now understand something that I've questioned for such a long time. Why are the Jews suffering so terribly here in Mitzrayim? And I see it's because they still have people who speak Lashon Hara," which is a question, if we read this Rashi, that we would ask ourselves, is it's a bad thing to speak Lashon Hara. It's a terrible thing to speak Lashon Hara, but it's not one of the Shlosha, the three cardinal sins that a person does, and we don't see that the retribution, that the punishment for speaking Lashon Hara, is that we have to be in Golus. So it's only when we understand this, that the whole reason we're in Mitzrayim is to fix our speech, that if we're still speaking Lashon Hara, then obviously we can't go out, because the whole point is to fix it. But later on, by the Sneh, when Hashem tells Moshe that, "I want you to take Klal Yisrael out, and I want you to go, and I want you to tell them that you're taking them out," he said, "They're not going to believe me." And then he gets punished for saying that by his hands getting tzara'as on it, right? And his stick turning into a snake. Of course, both of these are symbolic of those who speak Lashon Hara. The Kli Yakar says that this is a sign to him that they are no longer Dovrei Lashon Hara. And so why are you speaking Lashon Hara about them? If you speak Lashon Hara about them, then you're going to get punished for speaking Lashon Hara. And he understands, and he says that the Avodas Perach must have cleaned them of the Chatei HaLashon. And it's a sign to Moshe that, okay, you can go and take them out, because they've already been cured of their Chatei HaLashon. The question that we started with is, why do we care if the dogs are barking? So I heard this from Rav Baruch Rosenblum. He says that the Chofetz Chaim says, that the Gemara says in Yuma, there are five things that are said about a mad dog. Five things said about a mad dog. His saliva drips. His mouth is opened. His ears are pointed up. His tail is hanging between his legs. And he sits by the side of the road. They stand by the side of the road. And it looks like they are just standing there. But meanwhile, they take it all in. And there are others who also say in addition, they bark, but they don't make a sound. Barking but not making a sound are the people who are spreading information, but we don't know who they are, meaning the people who are posting things and saying things under anonymous names. They spread information they don't want traced back to them. These are the ones who bark but don't make a sound. And of course, these things are all connected to a person who speaks Lashon Hara. His saliva is dripping, his mouth is opening, his ears are pointed up. He's standing by the side of the road and not, looking like he's just standing there, but he's listening to everything, and he is barking but not talking. In Pesachim Kuf Yuches, it says, Kol ha-mesaper Lashon Hara u-mekabel Lashon Hara ro'oi l'shalchoi l'klavim. A person who speaks Lashon Hara or is mekabel Lashon Hara, the food of the one who, the food is sent to, it says, is sent to the dogs, meaning the food of the dogs are misapre Lashon Hara, people who speak Lashon Hara. The sign, that final sign that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving Moshe Rabbeinu and all of Klal Yisrael, is that you have fixed it, you have done what you are meant to do here in Mitzrayim, is that the dogs are going to be quiet. Because if the dogs are excited to be able to eat their food, right? If they're misapre Lashon Hara, they should be barking away. But they're not barking away. They are silent because they understand that Klal Yisrael, who were misake in the chet'ei halashon, who were misake in the averus of speech, are now able to proudly walk out of Mitzrayim, and you dogs have nothing that you can enjoy here at this point. So on this note, wishing all of you, all of us, a kosher and Pesach, a Pesach where our food that we put into our mouth is kosher, and the words that come out of our mouth are likewise kosher as well.